Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say instructor in Chinese. We have a real instructor, George Stowe. He is a surfing and ski instructor. Hi, George, 你好.
你好, hi.
Right, what's the secret being an instructor, a good one?
Listening. It's being able to listen and being able to read people.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking now because my job is teaching Chinese. I'm going to listen first.
Okay.
Okay, listening in terms of understanding what people want to learn and their obstacles in learning.
No, so reading the person that you're teaching. So listening to what they want, listening to what their goals are, what their ambitions are, and their motivation. Because when you understand someone's motivation, you can then teach them. It makes it much easier because you're on the same wavelength and you'll be able to help them. Sometimes I see instructors or teachers and they bulldoze in and assert what they think someone should do. And sometimes that can create a learning conflict. Whereas if you actually listen and really find out how they're motivated and what makes them happy, then you discover the channel, the way to communicate with them and the way to help them achieve what they want to achieve.
Right. Okay. I love this description. The way Chinese people say instructor, how do you say instructor? They say 教练.
教练.
And I guess there's a certain similarity here. 教 means to teach and 练 means to practice. Okay. So you not only teach them what to do, you need to train them to become better. Let's decipher the words, and both are fourth tone, so we both go down, and then we have to make some effort and sound like very energetic and very happy. So 教练. So you are a 教练.
教练.
Yeah, so your job is to 教. 教 means to teach, and to 练 means to practice. Yeah, not you to practice. And the character for 教 is like a boy here on one side, and then the person, the boy, is in the process of learning. So that means the guidance.
Yeah.
So you provide the guidance, the teaching, and the training to the person. And then boy is just a symbol of the person who is learning. So 教. Yeah, 教, that means to teach. And then 练 is the second character. That means practice. 练. Yeah. So the character, the ancient form, was actually the yan. And you try to put the yarns into the good order. So that requires a lot of like a tedious practice.
Okay.
It could be a mess, right? A ball of yarns, and then you put that in a good order. So that means to practice. 练. Yeah, 教练. So when we say a good instructor, then we say 好教练.
好教练.
好.
好.
Yeah, you say 你好 earlier, and 好 means good.
Okay.
So good instructor, 好教练.
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 Yeah, and then you teach a couple of things. You teach surfing.
Yes.
And skiing.
Yes.
So you are a ski instructor, so we can say you are a 滑雪教练.
滑雪教练.
Yeah, 滑雪.
滑雪.
You're a chemistry instructor.
I'm still a chemistry teacher.
Okay, 滑雪.
滑雪.
教练. Yeah, so 滑雪, 滑 is to glide down, and 雪 is the snow. You glide on the snow, 滑雪教练.
滑雪教练.
Yeah, and then when I want to say you are a good ski instructor, then I can say 好滑雪教练.
好滑雪教练.
Yeah, 好 is good. So is there any difference in terms of the teaching style when you teach people how to ski and also how to surf? It's totally different sports. One is water, one is in the mountains.
Yes. Yeah, really good question. They have similarities and they have big differences. They have, for a lot of people, often unfamiliar equipment.
Yeah.
For some people, unfamiliar environments. And for some people, they think it's going to be easy. And because of the mountains or because of the height or because of, you know, with surfing the water, they might not realize that they're not as comfy in the water as they thought. And with the wave action. So,
yeah,
it's a lot of managing that environment and introducing people to it quite gently.
And the fear.
Yeah.
Manage the fear.
Yeah, manage, yeah, especially for adults. Yeah,
right.
And kids get it a little bit, but more for adults, making sure that you're not putting them into environments where they feel very vulnerable.
And for example, if you want to teach me how to surf.
Yes.
As an aquaphobia.
Yes.
How can you teach me?
We go very gently. So the first thing we'd do, if you're aquaphobic, I'd want to see you in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd actually want to see how you are with your swimming.
Right.
And swimming is at the core of surfing.
Okay.
Yeah, so we make sure everyone can swim, and we teach swimming absolutely as part of surfing. So it's each element of the surfing,
mm-hmm.
we make sure everyone's swimming level is corresponding, and making sure that they're able to swim.
Okay.
Skiing's the same, you know, making sure people, the faster they get, the better they have to be at stopping and controlling their speed.
About
and
control.
Using turns and using the line of the mountain to manage that speed. Otherwise, mm-hmm. People crash.
Right. So it's about managing improve their technique in different things and control as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I have the next stage of the question. I think I can pass the first test. I'm a good swimmer.
Okay.
In the pool.
Yes.
But I would be totally panicking in the sea.
Okay.
Especially when there's wave. So how can you guide people like me?
That's a really good question, because that's what most people have. So it's the wave action that's mm-hmm. new. And what we want to do is turn that fear into excitement. So we'd start very shallow. So we start all our lessons in waist depth water. So we mm-hmm. never go any deeper than that to start with. So you're standing.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to do is get you on your board. So just lying down to start with and just riding waves lying down.
Right.
Which is hopefully very exciting. And we get a really strong technique on the board, so you feel very stable, and we help you into waves. So I'll be there to start with, really close, holding the board, making sure you feel very stable. And then as the lesson progresses, you're doing more and more yourself. So you're becoming autonomous,
mm-hmm.
but you're taking control, so you feel that you're doing it. You're taking ownership of it.
Right. And then, for example, to teach a child to surf from being a total beginner to be quite advanced surfer,
yes.
How long does that take for a child? How long does that take for an adult normally?
I know coaching programs where they'll make quite big claims about what you can do in a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me personally, it puts the focus in the wrong way. You're trying to put surfing and skiing in a format in a way that may work for some things,
mm-hmm.
and it's not necessarily right for surfing or skiing, because mm-hmm. it's quite a creative process.
Right.
If you prescribe mm-hmm. too rigidly,
mm-hmm.
you'll maybe remove the thing that person will get most out of those sports. So surfing and skiing, if you mm-hmm. give people a much broader mm-hmm. canvas to explore it and find out what they like about it, you'll then be able to help them channel that particular thing or that particular, you know, you might love off-piste, or you might like going fast, or you might mm-hmm. love the scenery.
Let me try to conclude what you just said. To be a good 好教练, you need to listen. And second is you need to, listening to them, you know what is their motivation and then what inspires them. And then it's a bit like dancing, right?
It's exactly like that. It's all feeling.
Yeah.
It's exactly like dancing. So it's a collaboration mm-hmm. and it's all mm-hmm. about feeling. And what I would say, absolutely, the given thing, the sort of the underpinning thing that absolutely must be there for every instructor
mm-hmm.
is to have a really good technical understanding.
Yeah. One thing I love doing with my 教练, 滑雪教练, is when we went on the bubble, the cable cars, we look down on the slope and we watch people skiing, 滑雪. We watch them how they ski. And I would pick up a good skier. I say, that's very elegant. I want to ski like that. And then my 教练 would tell me, okay, you need to move your hips a little bit and bend your knees a bit more. And you need to do this and that to achieve that. And then I would look at another person saying, okay, I was like that last year. That was not very good. so we look at people's styles and we get the inspiration.
Style mm-hmm. is everything. If you have good mm-hmm. style, it means you have good technique.
Mm-hmm.
So good technique means you're relaxed and it generates good style. So I always say in everything, especially surfing and skiing, find a style you like.
Yeah. Now, another experience I can share about my 好教练, your amazing 教练, and my 教练 was not bad either. He, the end of the third week, I was totally exhausted. And then, so I was a bit sloppy on the way down in the slushy snow. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of get a bit tired. And then he asked me to put together and then just do my best to put all my effort in. And I complained, no, I'm so tired. And then he said, then don't ski. You're practicing from your mistakes.
Yeah, and I think a good thing for that is mantras.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly with my instructors, I teach them how to use mantras, how to help people
mm-hmm.
block out white noise. So maybe when you're tired, other thoughts come in, and thoughts of fear or thoughts of struggle or negativity can come. And if you have a mantra, you work through that and you just go back to your three-word mantra and you can talk yourself. Once you do that, your brain, it's like training your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You block out the white noise and you kick in and you ski your cool art, or you catch your wave that you've mm-hmm. been paddling for that's a bit bigger than you've done before, that's a bit scarier, and you've talked yourself into it,
mm-hmm.
and you block out the little voice in your head going, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you...
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
So as a 好教练, actually, you not only gave your client 1 week amazing time on the wave or on the snow, you actually trained them to become a better person.
Yeah, I think if you can teach someone to learn something new and mm-hmm. overcome difficulties,
yeah.
hopefully that will translate into the rest of their life. Hopefully you'll teach them a life skill, not just a practical skill.
Just like analysis. Learning Chinese. It's about having fun.
Learning Chinese is all about having fun. I'm loving it.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do some more words. Let's go.
Let's do more. Okay. Thank you so much, George, for sharing a fascinating story about how to be a 好教练. I hope you come back again tomorrow for Talk Chinese. 再见, George.
再见, I'd love to. Thank
you. Okay.